We're going to turn next to Conor McGregor's appeal against the court verdict which found he had raped Nikita Hand in a Dublin hotel. The Court of Appeal has heard that he wants to introduce new evidence. For more, we can talk to our legal affairs correspondent, Orla O'Donnell. Orla, what did the court hear today about Conor McGregor's appeal?
Well, this was the first time, Rachel, for it to come before the Court of Appeal, and senior counsel Ray Boland, who's acting for Nikita Hand, told the court that one of the grounds of appeal put forward by Conor McGregor related to alleged fresh evidence. Now, we heard that two affidavits have been served on Nikita Hand's side from two named people on behalf of lawyers for Conor McGregor, but the content of this new evidence was not disclosed in court. We didn't hear anything about what this actually entails. Now, Mr. Boland suggested that the appeal should be heard on the other grounds first. And the other grounds that we've heard about include a claim challenging the trial judge's ruling, which allowed the jury to hear that Mr. McGregor had replied no comment to more than 100 questions during Garda interviews. Another ground related to the question asked of the jury in relation to their verdict. They were asked whether Mr. McGregor had assaulted Nikita Hand, and the question didn't specify sexual assault, even though the judge clearly said that rape was the assault they were dealing with. But the judge ruled differently. He said it was one thing to say there was going to be fresh evidence, but it was a matter for the Court of Appeal, first of all, to decide if it can be introduced.
So what's the next step then, Orla?
So the judge, Mr. Justice Seamus Noonan, said the application to introduce fresh evidence should be heard first before the appeal. And the criteria for allowing fresh evidence in an appeal are that the evidence must have been in existence at the time of the trial but could not have been obtained with reasonable due diligence for use at the trial. Also that it would have had an important influence on the result, not necessarily that it would have been decisive but that it would have had an influence. And also that it must be credible evidence. It doesn't need to be incontrovertible but it must be credible new evidence. So the judge said various dates for the exchange of documents, and he said the case would be back in court on May the 2nd, and at that stage a date for the hearing of the application to introduce fresh evidence is likely to be set.
What else did the court hear this morning?
Well, we also heard that James Lawrence, Conor McGregor's friend, is also appealing. Now, the jury in his case found that he did not assault Nikita Hand, but he's appealing against the decision of the trial judge not to award him his costs against Nikita Hand. We know that the High Court ordered Mr. McGregor to pay most of the costs of the High Court case. They were estimated at €1.3 million, but it put a stay on the award to Ms. Hand and on the costs on condition that Conor McGregor pay out €100,000 of the €248,000 or so award to Ms. Hand, and also that he pay out €200,000 in costs immediately. Now, we heard today that that had been done. We also saw that Conor McGregor has added to his legal team for this appeal. He not only has senior counsel Remy Farrell and junior counsel Shelley Horan, but he's also added a KC who's based in Belfast, Mark Mulholland, to his team. Now, we were told that when the appeals are finally heard, we were heard that the two appeals from James Lawrence and Conor McGregor should be heard together, and we heard that they will take 2 days when they are eventually heard, but this application to introduce fresh evidence will be heard first.
Orla, thank you very much. Orla O'Donnell there at the Court of Appeal.